Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this morning brief update from November 26, 2024. My name is David Clark. I'm one of the analysts here at Nasdaq. Dorsey Wright, taking a look at yesterday's performance. It was a bit mixed for the indices we follow on the video here. U.S. equities were positive. The Russell 2000 Dow Jones Industrial Average leading the way to the upside for them. We actually saw bonds up 90 basis points with AGG leading the way to the downside. We saw gold, which had some pretty interesting chart action we'll discuss here in a moment, along with crude oil, which ultimately didn't see much change to its chart. And first, taking a look at gold here, we ultimately saw it reverse back into X's intraday yesterday, moving to return to a buy signal and complete a bearish signal reversal pattern at 2700. But as the day transpired, we saw it close down for the day. So showing the potential, we'll keep an eye on it, or we keep an eye on it today, as it may show the potential of reversing back down into O's on its chart there. So worth noting that there was a large move intraday with gold yesterday, and it may cause additional chart action rolling on over today. Now, looking at AGG, we ultimately saw it reverse back into X's, holding support there at 97.50. A move above 98.75 would return it to a buy signal, but just some near-term action that's positive for AGG there. And as far as the Dow goes, we see it move to a new all-time high, giving a second consecutive buy signal with a move above 44.600 as it rallied up to 44,800. Additionally, we see the Russell 2000 finally make a new all-time high there at 2460, completing a fourth consecutive buy signal there on its chart. So then moving on over to indicator action, mostly saw additional action to the 10, 30, and 40 week indicators as we saw reversals or increases there as stocks move back above their 50, 150, and 200 day moving average. Still haven't seen the bullish percents reverse back into X's though just yet. So still watching for stocks to return to buy signals from there. Now moving on into earnings related news. Zoom actually reported yesterday, but ultimately we've seen action carrying on over in today. They closed up yesterday and closed apparently reported after close. Now seeing it down pre-market about 82, trading in the lower $82 range, showing the potential that it will reverse down. This comes after it was mostly positive for earnings, but some of the metrics were in line where I guess expectations were for stronger beats. They also announced they were going to do a rebrand. So we're seeing shares move pretty low, pretty notably lower this morning, at least pre-market, again showing the potential of reversion down into O's there at 82. Other than a reversal, not much breakdown there. Otherwise, as far as Kohl's go, we see Kohl's reporting today as well. And at this point, currently trading about 15 pre-market. They basically missed on all metrics or most metrics and ultimately slashed guidance and announced they were going to be bringing in a new CEO. And ultimately, we finally stocked down about 17% this morning, showing that it'll trade or give a second consecutive sell signal there at 16, falling down to 15.50. So worth watching KSS this morning if you happen to continue to hold that. Best Buy also moving lower after mostly in line earnings, but saw a couple of metrics kind of fall below. So if we see it currently moving lower right now as it currently trades at 90 pre-market, so showing the potential of reversing down. Really would just keep an eye on support there in the mid 80s at 86, move below 85, would take out that support level and also move it into a negative trend. At least a positive this morning on earnings news. We see Dick's Sporting Goods actually beat most metrics and at this point is marching higher, up about 7% this morning, showing it might test this all-time high here from August at 236, currently trading at about 232 pre-market. And then moving on over to Eli Lilly this morning, there actually was a proposal released from the White House about Medicare and Medicaid potentially covering weight loss drugs from Lilly and Novo Nordisk. We see Lilly currently trading about 3.5% up this morning. We also see NBO doing the same. Lilly's picture is somewhat maintained, slightly better than the NBO's, as we've seen it hold support here recently, even though it's given three consecutive sell signals. Now currently trading in the 780 range, just showing a potential potential to continue to move higher in this current column of X's. From here, though, currently it takes a move above 848 to see it return to a buy signal. So we'll just watch for some consolidation potentially here in the 700 range if we're then able to return to buy signals in that range there. But as always, if you have any particular question about a position you may be looking at, feel free to give us a call at 804-320-8511. Hope everyone has a nice day.